An evening with Pat and Mike. The case. The cops will never suspect me, Pat thought, as he tiptoed towards the living room, carrying a heavy iron skillet. One whack and his murderous plan would surely pan out. Mike, his brother, would be sitting where he sat every night, in his favorite chair, falling asleep in front of the TV. Killing him would be easy and foolproof. A week later, alerted by a concerned neighbor, police broke into the apartment and found the bodies. Both men were in the living room, Mike dead in his chair, his head severely dented, Pat in another chair, just as dead. A piece of paper was on the coffee table. The mystery. Why did Pat think he could get away with murder? What really happened that fateful night?
Wait, so they're both dead?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
So, Pat and Mike are brothers.
Uh-huh.
Are they old?
It doesn't say.
Oh. So, which one? Mike tried to kill Pat?
Pat tried to kill Mike.
Okay, so Pat wanted Mike dead. Uh-huh. Do we need to know why? Would it help?
Why did Pat think he could get away with the murder? What really happened that fateful night?
So we don't really have to technically know why.
Does it tell you why, though? When you do the part yourself? The part you read?
Kinda. A little. It's not like a major detail.
Why did he think he'd get away with it?
Mm-hmm.
And what actually happened? Because they both ended up dead.
Uh-huh.
Is Mike some sort of an invalid or physically disabled in whatever some way?
No.
Do they have just, like, no other family or connections?
It doesn't say.
Did Mike already have a dent in his head?
No.
It was the exact same spot. No one would ever know.
He's like, perfect.
You're the perfect head for murder. Were either of them married?
No.
Did it have anything to do with a woman?
No.
Money?
No.
Jealousy?
No.
Boredom? I got nothing else going on. I kill my brother.
So did somebody else come in and kill both of them?
Did he end up having like a heart attack or something?
I was just going to say the same thing. Did he just kill himself because he realized like he made a mistake?
Did who kill themselves because of mistake?
Are you telling me that the
did
first
Pat,
one already
no,
killed
I'm
himself?
Asking. Oh.
Did Pat kill himself?
No.
After he killed his brother?
Mm-mm. Did Mike kill Pat before Mike get killed by Pat?
They died at the exact
did
same
reverse,
time.
Reverse Uno.
Reverse. It's like when the bill comes to a table and you have an Uno reverse card.
Yeah.
Like, no. No.
Wait, so they died at the same time?
No.
No, she was just joking.
I was just joking.
Oh, okay.
Mike didn't end up killing Pat. Pat still did kill Mike.
No.
Did Pat kill Mike?
No.
Did okay. Mike die of natural causes?
No.
Before Mike could kill him? Pat could kill him? Oh.
No.
So nobody else came in and killed them?
Uh-uh.
Did they die of the same thing?
Was he allergic to something?
Yes.
They died of the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Allergic to anything?
No.
Was there something in the air?
No.
Liquid?
Yes.
So they both accidentally drank something?
No.
They purposely drank something?
No.
Did they know that the liquid was going to kill them? Did Pat know the liquid was going to kill them?
No.
Did Mike know the liquid was going to
kill them? Yes.
So Mike already planned on dying.
Yes.
Pat didn't know Mike was planning on dying.
Yes.
Pat was going to kill Mike.
Uh-huh.
Not knowing that Mike was planning to die already.
Yes.
So he didn't kill himself, but he was planning on dying?
Which one?
Mike.
Mike. So Mike
no.
was going to kill himself?
Yes.
So Mike was going to kill himself?
Yes.
Okay. Wait, did Mike want Pat to kill him?
No.
Oh. Was Pat going to kill him just because he needed to die?
Did
whatever?
Mike know that he...
No.
Pat wanted to kill him?
No.
No.
Well, I don't think so. It doesn't say.
No. So pretty much Mike was going to, like, just drink something that was going to help him pass.
Yeah.
And then they both somehow ended up drinking it?
I mean, yeah, it's... Well,
like,
did
they
Mike
pretty much
intend?
Had tea time and fucking both ended up dying?
No.
Did Mike intend for Pat to die?
No.
Okay, so that was an accident.
Yes.
But Mike... Did Mike ever get hit in the head?
Yes.
Okay. So it was a double...
double murder.
This is a suicide and a murder.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of one person. But
yes.
Even though they both died.
Yes.
So...
But also, why... We also need to get back to, like, the questions, and it's like, why would they think he would get away with it?
Yeah. That's what we need to find out. Why did he think he got away with it? he could get away with it?
Yes.
Did he have a suicide note, so he was just going to, like, leave that? Like, Mike had already had, yes, like, a suicide note?
No.
Oh.
But, I mean, because Pat yes, didn't know, no. right? Yeah. Pat yes. didn't know Mike was going to kill himself.
There was something that you asked in the beginning.
I'm not going to fucking remember that now. Play back the recording.
You did or I did?
You did. That was on the right track.
Don't make all those noises.
Sorry.
Just take this off and tap it on your breasts.
my bone? You mean? That's just as loud. Hello, who's there? Fuck you guys.
So, why? I still don't know why they wanted Mike dead so bad. Both of them.
You'll explain it.
He was just depressed. Like,
I mean, yeah. Mike was depressed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, yes. That's why. But it doesn't tell us why fucking was, Pat didn't
did
want
Pat
him.
Did Pat just feel bad for his brother?
No.
Pat just was mad at his brother?
Yeah.
Oh. So Pat wanted Mike.
Matt Pat.
No. Pat wanted
Betty Whack.
Pat. Well, Matt Pat is a YouTuber.
Fat Patty Whack.
Not sponsored. Sponsor us, Matt Pat. You should put that as the promo and tag Matt Pat in it, right. So he hears it.
We love Matt Pat. Pat was angry with Matt about, or was mad at him for whatever. Wanted him to.
His name is Mike.
Shit.
Did you call him Mac?
I call him Matt.
Oh, what the fuck? So, hold on, wait. So, the thing that happened that fateful night is the fact that, like, Mike was gonna kill Mike, right?
Yeah. Pat was gonna kill Mike.
Well, no. Mike was gonna kill himself regardless, but then they both ended up ingesting what Mike was going to ingest to kill himself.
Right.
So that's why they both fucking ended up dying. So we have that part.
Yes.
It's why did Pat think he was gonna get away with it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what
what we have to figure out.
Yes.
That's all we have to figure out.
Yeah.
Yes.
We don't even have to find out why he wanted to kill him. We just have to know why he would get away with it.
But I feel like knowing the why helps you figure out the...
It doesn't really matter.
The what.
Really? Yeah. But it's like... I don't know what there would be.
Again, there was something you said in the beginning.
We're not going to fucking...
I know.
Oh my God, what did I say in the beginning? Did no one know Mike existed?
No.
Not really. I mean, I'm sure he's probably old enough to where people would have to know he
was. Well, that's why I was like, do they not have any family that would know he was gone, or like any friends?
So he thought he could hit him in the head with the skillet
and then get away with
leave
it.
Oh, did anybody know Pat existed?
Yes.
Well, maybe he's from out of town.
Maybe he's a ghost.
But he thought he could hit him.
Is he a bear? Remember? We had like a whole streak one time of, was it a bear or whatever?
Yeah, it was some other animal or something.
Yeah, where we would always, because of another one that we did.
But he thought he could hit him in the head and what, leave town and no one would know? Like,
nope.
He could stay around.
Yep.
And it would be fine.
Yep.
Not a big deal at all.
Yep.
Was he only a head?
What? I'm only a head and I'm depressed. I'm going to kill myself.
I feel like if you're only ahead and you drink poison, it wouldn't do anything because you have no body to digest it.
Oh,
it just goes out.
It makes me think of...
It goes out the neck.
Cartoon.
Futurama.
Family Guy?
Futurama, yeah. Oh.
Futurama, not sponsored.
Was he disabled at all?
Yes.
He was?
You asked if Mike was disabled.
Oh, Pat.
But
yes.
Pat's disabled. Okay.
Oh, so they thought because he's disabled, he couldn't kill anybody?
Yes, but what is his disability?
He's paraplegic.
Quadriplegic.
No.
No arms. No legs. No head.
No head.
Oh,
but
no,
that's like the same thing. If you have no arms, you're technically paraplegic, you fuck.
As he said, he held a
skillet.
Was
he only paraplegic on top? Or bottom.
Which one is
okay,
bottom?
I don't know what his game preference was, but...
Maybe he had a really strong dick.
That's his disability?
That's his game preference. That's his game preference. He's a really strong dick. It's his gay preference. It's really strong.
No, like he didn't have arms, so he just used his really strong dick. He grabbed
a skillet with his strong penis. Look,
how he knew he could get away with it, because nobody would suspect that he would hit somebody in the head with a pan with his penis holding it.
Again, I know that I have never seen a dick in real life, but I don't think they have the ability.
I just don't think they can do that.
I don't think they have opposable thumbs down there.
That's why I don't like them.
They're unpredictable.
Oh God, could you imagine if a dick had opposable thumbs? All the things you can do.
It'd be just like a rabbit toy anyways. Yes. I feel like you'd have a better chance of holding a skillet with your vagina than you would with a dick.
Have you seen the girl on TikTok that holds shit with her vagina?
No. What type of TikTok are you on?
I've seen this. I've seen it because I think people are like, what?
But people do it to like work out.
Like, I mean, I know people do Kegels, but that's
no. But strict. People hold shit.
Yeah.
Like literally, there was this girl that like inserted shit that like something would hang down off it, and like she'd pick up weights with her coochie.
Yeah.
With her coochie. Damn, that's a one muscle. I guess I gotta train better.
Yeah.
The fuck?
Okay, so we gotta figure out.
So Pat is disabled. Is he blind?
Yes.
He's blind. Huh. Get that aim, you know?
That's rude. Think blind people can't kill people.
Yeah, but why would he...
He would have to be like...
You hard me to murder somebody?
Yeah, but...
All right, cool.
That's like, he lived there.
Like, he would have to just hope for the best that his brother was right there in that spot and his head was right
there. No, blind people, if they live there and hang around there all the time, they know their area.
But what if the brother was sitting in the seat and he just happened to bend over right when he swung?
Or if the brother was awake and was like, what are you doing with that pan?
Yeah, what are you doing,
like,
bud?
Don't worry, I'm already dying.
I'm already on my way. All right, so I decided to see my way out. And you can't.
The story. That's fucked. All right, the story. The first sentence is three words. It's literally, Pat was blind. Pat was blind. He was living with his bully of a brother who kept a tight rein on his social security checks. The resentment built up until Pat thought murder was his only way out. Being blind, he figured the police would never suspect of such a brutal physical attack. Pat would blame it on an intruder. Meanwhile, Mike had problems of his own. In 1 week, he had lost his job and his girlfriend, and he felt trapped caring for his whiny brother. As Pat approached Mike's chair, he had no way of knowing that Mike was sitting there already dead. Mike had written a suicide note, placed it on the coffee table, then poisoned his bourbon and drank several glasses of it. After Pat swung the skillet, he sat down, and to steady his nerves, took several swigs from Mike's bourbon bottle. That was a mistake. Bye-bye, Pat. Special information, Pat did not commit suicide, nor did Mike murder him. Pat's death was purely accidental. The solution, investigators must discover that Pat was blind and couldn't see that Mike was already dead from suicide, and that a suicide note was on the coffee table. Pat died accidentally by swigging some of Mike's poison drink. That fucking blows.